Hello and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host, and with me today, my guest, Steve Pegram. Welcome, Steve.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes. Steve, you head up the local Got Faith program that goes on here in Jersey County.
Yes.
And you do a lot of Santa Clausing throughout the year.
Yes. Yes. Actually, Santa's my cousin.
Yeah.
Because I walk in Walmart and kids will say, hey, you know, after Christmas. Or,
right
now they're saying, hey, Santa. And it's like, I'm not Santa. I'm Santa's cousin. But I can get a hold of him anytime I want.
And well, that's cute.
It really makes a difference, you know, I think. The kids love it. And so,
yeah. Now, when you start your... When do you start your Santa Claus
stuff? Usually October. I go to Santa school down in Midland, Michigan, and meet up with 300 other Santas.
Yeah.
And that's where you learn so much from the year before.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable. It's we take, I think it's 6 buses full of Santas, and we go to Frankenmuth and have chicken dinner.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. And you actually learn... I learned more stuff at the hotel afterwards, just talking to the Santas and getting to know, you know, hey, what happened last year? What can I do? And yeah, just pick each other's brain,
yeah,
basically.
Basically, like Santa Claus, do you do a lot where you're sitting and the kids come sit on your lap?
You know what? Since
they do that anymore?
Well, since COVID, because during COVID, Santas weren't allowed to go anywhere,
yeah,
except for Jerseyville, because the high school built Santa a snow globe. I don't know if you know that or not. The high school built it, and then Cope's Plastic built a great big plastic thing, and then TCAD put the lettering on and everything.
Yeah.
And it had wheels on it, and Santa would move it all around to different places.
Did you climb inside the globe?
No. There, it was the 6-foot, and then you had plastic between us.
Okay.
So it was a round circle. It looked like a snow globe.
Ah.
Now, Eckert's in Belleville, which I did back during COVID, they did have a snow globe where you had to climb in it. You had to climb in a little room and then zip it up and then climb in another room, which was a snow globe.
But since then, they've kind of quit work.
Well,
you sit and kids get on your lap.
All Santas are different, but since then, I stand behind the couches, like a love seat, where the kids, they just sit on the love seat.
Yeah.
And I stand behind them and make, you know, motions and everything, because there's so much sickness out there nowadays.
Yes, true.
You know?
True.
And
especially with kids.
Yeah, since COVID, I've never been sick used to be, I was always sick, you know, because you catch cold, you catch this, the kids, you know, wiping their nose and boogers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, yeah, I hear
yeah.
You.
But I stand behind them and get pictures.
Now, Steve, we'll go back a little bit. So, where'd you grow up at? Did you grow up around here?
No, Fairview Heights, actually.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
How'd you end up in Jerseyville?
Well, my dad was born in Carrollton, and he went to school and moved to Jerseyville. I went to school in Jerseyville, and then he got married and moved to Fairview Heights. Was there for 40 years and decided wanted to move back to Jerseyville. So,
You came
moved
with
Bathroom,
him?
Yeah.
How long ago was that? How old were you?
Oh, it's been 30 years, I think, since I've been here.
Yeah.
30 something, yeah.
What was your, before your Santa Claus biz,
yeah,
what'd you do? What was your occupation?
I worked in a liquor store, Corral Liquor. I don't know if you know
that. Oh, yeah.
But it was back in, in Granite City. I started when I was 16 years old, and I went to Granite City. They had one, actually, they had one in Wood River, and they actually had one in Godfrey. I don't know if you remember that, and it burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at that, and then one in Fairview Heights, and I was at all 4 of them. Ended up as a manager of the store. So
now, they don't exist anymore.
They don't. Well, it's different owners. There's one, I think, still in Grand City, but it's different owner, completely different owner. And I've got, I don't know if you know this or not, but I've got. I looked it up the other day through my AA cards, and I've got 39 years of sobriety.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
But working at a liquor store and
okay, so
all
that
stuff
became an issue with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, a little bit. a little bit. And then I ended up having a car accident.
Yeah.
I was actually, after Corral Liquor, I went to work for Cardinal Distributing, which is liquor again.
Yep.
And I went into the grocery stores and made displays and all that stuff. But I was at a stop sign and a lady just plowed into the back of me, and I was getting electric shocks going through my body, and had surgery, and I've been disabled ever since.
Oh.
Yeah, totally messed up.
How old were you when that happened?
20s, late 20s, yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I understand you married, you got six children.
Six children. Now, yes, I've got a blended family.
Yeah.
She's got three and I've got three. And we've had unfortunate, we had two children pass away due to drugs, actually. And it's made my life stronger, actually.
Yeah.
Because Got Faith, I don't know if we, our t-shirts, Got Faith.
Right.
If you look in the middle, the T is two red ribbons, and red ribbons are drug awareness. So we've lost two children. That's, and every time I see the shirt, it reminds me of my children. But I don't know if you can see the other, our legal name is Got Faith, Feed and Inspire the Hungry. But if you see the capital letters, F-A-I-T-H, Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people don't even see that.
No, I didn't see
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so after your two children, you lost them through drugs.
Yes.
Then you decided you want to do the Got Faith thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was at a Bible study, and it was about making a difference in the world and stuff like that. I went home. I actually, when I became a Christian, I just, first thing I did is I wrote stuff down. I was always just on fire for the Lord, which I still am, but I don't think it's as hot as when you first become a Christian, you know. And I would stick that stuff in a drawer, and then after that Bible study, I went and opened my door, and it said Got Faith, and it said everything I was supposed to do. And we're doing everything that was on that piece of paper.
I'll be darned.
Unbelievable. It's God at work.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask this question because I always think about this spotlight show when I get a chance. It's educational as well. Okay.
Yes.
So having gone through losing two children
yes.
to drugs, all right, what would you say if you could do different, or what advice can you give to keep that from happening to other parents?
Just watch them, you know.
I mean, how old were your kids when you lost them?
Oh, Sean was 20s, late 20s, and then Mindy was in her 30s.
Okay.
But Sean was my child, and he grew up with a drunk dad, honestly. That's how he grew up. So, you know, he would see me probably.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, that's one thing.
So set the right example.
Yes, exactly.
One.
And
okay.
Then Mindy was Cheryl's daughter, and she had problems too. I think, I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's just, all I can say is just love your kids.
Love them. Keep an
eye.
Yeah. Amen. Try to help them as much
as you
can.
A lot of that stuff. Nowadays, especially in the schools and, you know, everything going on, it's just.
Yeah. Well, what would you say? Okay, I know on your shirt it says feed and inspire the hungry,
yes.
but what do you think are the main objectives of Got Faith?
Just make a difference in this world, make a difference in the county, and then we go from there to other places. You know, and the other thing we've got on the 12th step, we do have a 12-step for men and women, and it's at our building on Friday nights at 6 p.m., and it's not necessarily drugs or alcohol because everybody's got problems.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got problems.
Oh, yeah. Human beings, we all got issues.
You know what?
Okay, now your building, where's that located?
It's 508 West Pine, Jerseyville.
Used to be the old hospital.
Yes, yes.
I was actually born there.
Yeah.
Years
unbelievable.
ago.
We tried, I don't know if you remember Diane Stumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, she was honestly like a mentor to me.
Yeah.
And I would go in and talk to her, and she would just listen to what I say, and then I'd figure out what's going on. You know, she didn't have to say a word, but she used to pray. We used to pray together about that building, that God Faith would have get that building. And it was, I was on vacation. I got a phone call and they said, "Hey, Steve, you want this building?" And it's like, "Yeah, we want it, but we can't afford it."
Right.
And they said, "No, we want to give it to you. We want to donate it to God Faith."
Wow.
And they did. And it was just,
who was that?
That was Miller, was her last name.
I see.
I can't think of her first name, but...
didn't they buy that property?
They did.
To try, they were going to put apartments in it or
they
something?
They did. Well, they, it was assisted living, and they did that for a while. Assisted living. And then it shut down for like 9 years. And then when they gave it to me, I walked in that building, and it just it smelled really bad. It was shut down for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a hold of my friends at FEMA, and they gave me a fogger. They gave me stuff that was... every gallon was a $90 a gallon, and they gave me like 5 gallons of it to get going. But it kills black mold. It kills everything.
Yeah.
And I went around that whole building and just cleaned everything up before we even started.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Steve Pegram with me with Got Faith, talking over some of the things that go on with his nonprofit organization. Steve, a little bit more about, okay, the 12-step program on Friday nights, men or women can come. Do you have to be a certain age?
No.
No certain age?
No.
And you have it going on in two different rooms?
Yes, right? Two different sides of the building.
Who do you run one of the meetings, or who runs the meetings?
The women's is Melissa, and it's she comes in. The women's come in the yellow door. And the men is Sean, and actually it's husband and wife.
Okay.
And Sean, it's McKay is their last name. And he comes in, the men come in the red door. I don't know if you know this or not, but we've got a red door, a blue door, a yellow door, pink door, a white door, a green door, and a front door.
Hmm.
So well, each door is something.
Represents something else?
Something else.
You know. Okay. Now, what can people expect? Like, okay, you say problems. Well, it could be, you know, a drinking problem. Yes. It could be a marriage problem. It could be
eating too much. Eating, you know,
eating problem.
You know,
yeah,
you know that's what I've got. I've got
Everybody's got problems.
They
do. So you just come in and you sit down, you grab a seat, and then what happens then?
Well, they just open up, and they've got it's a Christian 12-step. It's kind of like AA, but the AA 12-steps are converted in. 12 steps through the Bible and the scriptures.
Uh-huh.
So it's just, it's really good. It's good.
It does. Sounds
And they just open up and just talk and get to know each other. And, you know, if anybody.
People can talk about talking about their problems or issues that can, other people can say, you know what, I've went through that before and this is what happened or this is what helped me a lot, you know. So just people helping each other.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I don't think I've ever told anybody. I mean, there's like 5 or 6 people that know this, but when I got in my car accident many years ago, I lost use of my bladder. I have to catheterize myself every 4 to 6 hours.
No kidding.
And the thing of it is, there's so many people, everybody's got problems, but I would love to stand up and go pee.
Yeah.
And people take that for granted so much.
Oh, I know.
And it's like, come on, guys.
Wow. That is a burden.
And
a big burden.
I've never said that before.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot. And
my brother, Matt, who passed away several years ago, but he had to be cathed every 6 hours. Of course, he couldn't do it himself, you know,
right?
And he was funny. I mean, he had to be capped or he would die.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he had to get rid of the urine.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And he'd be in situations where, you know, I had to cath him a few times. You know, he, you say, don't worry about it. I'll walk you through it.
Right.
You
know, it's, right.
He goes, I got to have it. Or he'd start turning red. You know, if he could, he goes, I got to have it done. So, you know, if you want me to die here, don't do it. Otherwise, I got to have it done.
Right.
So
right.
He went through that for years. You know, and that was such a, you know, he kind of leery about what you drink or how much you drink.
Yes.
For sure.
And everything. But I mean, that there has made a difference in my life.
Yeah, you know, it has. How's it made a difference?
Well,
I mean, it's harder.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a heck of a, like here we're in the Lenten season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as far as that goes, I mean, it's.
It's just made a difference in my life, making a difference in people because I know what it's like. And it's like, you know, people tell me their problems and everything. And it's like, hey, I wish I could tell you my problems, you know? And
yeah.
People take so many things for granted, and it's just,
you know what? You know, when you say that, taking things for granted, you know, just like you were in that accident,
yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden, and my brother in his accident, breaking his neck and being paralyzed, you know, things can happen quickly and totally turn your life upside down. So that being said, and got faith, what are some words of wisdom that you want to say about that?
Well, it's what made God faith, this whole thing, everything coming together in my life. I mean, my dad, he died of cancer. It's like, and I've got so many things that's gone wrong in my life, you know, being an alcoholic and so many things. But I think that's what God faith is about, because if anybody comes to me and tells me, they tell me their problem, I think I've been there and I know about it. It's kind of like Job. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because Job, everything was happening to him, and it's like, well, here I am.
Yeah. So, a few other things. You've got the food pantry that goes on Thursdays from 10 to 1. So, what's going on with the food pantry?
That's free food. You go there, you sit down, they give you a number, but we've got Linda Miner is actually the treasurer of Got Faith, and she's got a resource room, and it's just couch tables, nice comfortable chairs, and just she'll listen to you and then she'll pray for you. But then they go out and they go get food up there, and then there's that's every 2 weeks, and then once a month you get to go to the JCCU, which is Jersey County Churches United.
And
I think there's like 11 of them that come together, and actually the sheriff's involved in all this too, and they give out toilet paper, paper towels, dish soap, laundry soap, all the stuff, toothbrush.
So do others come by and drop off things to you? Is that how you keep your food give away?
That and actually Got Faith sticks money in it every week. We have to put money in it. Now we do
go buy groceries.
We go buy groceries and get them. And Myrna there, she knows where to buy stuff, so she gets a good price on everything. We do have Trader Joe's comes in once a month, and that's on they bring it in on Sunday and then Monday nights. And Trader Joe's is stuff that it comes out of St. Louis, and it's stuff that actually would go to the dump, trash, but it's still good for a couple of days. They can't sell it.
Yeah.
So they bring it to us, and it's got a couple of days, you know, and it's always like tomatoes, fruits, and stuff that, you know.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
So if somebody's sitting at home, they're thinking, you know what, you go to the grocery store and you buy cans of this and cans of that, and then after a while you got so much of it, it's like, if they wanted to just get rid of some stuff, start over, or they could drop it off at your place.
And hospital. Yes, they can. Now, we do, it's always in August. There's two things in August we always do. We always do a 500 men breakfast. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
Yeah, I think
and it's
I heard about
500
that.
Men free. Did I say free?
You said
free.
Yeah,
free breakfast. For 500. And it's not necessarily men only. That's what it was called to start with, but it's for men or women, and it's Timmy Zell, and we've already signed up for August 2nd this year again. He's going to be at right in front of Walmart, 500 men breakfast right in front of Walmart, and to me that's like a lot of paperwork, but it gets done. And then the week after that, we always have a car show, and it's at Sinclair's. But the people vote on the cars with cans of food.
Oh.
So that's how we get a lot of our stuff. And it's you just bring your can of food to us. We give you a ticket for every can of food. And then there's a bucket in front of each car, and they put their tickets in it. And whoever's got the most tickets in their bucket wins prizes at the, you know, trophies and stuff at, you know, the end of the day.
Well, Steve Pegram, sounds like you're doing a great job with Got Faith. Good luck to you. And, you know, for now, it'll be Santa Claus season again.
Yes. Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah. So take care. Thanks for coming in the studio.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.